This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seth Everett, our national baseball insider, joining Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer out today. Bill Schmidt in, and Seth Everett on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here with us. Seth, I need to apologize to you. I was actually in Nashville over the weekend. I totally spaced that. You know, we started our hits with our National Baseball Insider Mondays at 3:48. So I'm glad that somebody like you is a consummate professional and can call and make sure that you get yourself on. Thank you.
Well, it's funny because Pfeiffer and I usually text. That's been no secret. And we can, you and I can be the text buddies if you want.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, it never dawned on me, but I have it in my calendar. So it told me 10 minutes away, 5 minutes away, and I'm like, wait a minute, I never checked with those guys. And I was recording a very special episode of the Hall of Justice podcast right before this moment. And I said, I got to go on the radio. And then, voila.
Hey, here we go. Hey,
see,
you know what,
that's
Seth?
Up.
I want you to listen to something here real quick, something that Craig Counsell said over the weekend. Now, to me, I don't know, maybe I'm being media guy, but it gives you maybe an inside look on what Craig is thinking about his team, his pitching staff, his pitching rotation. Is he comfortable or not comfortable? Here's Craig Counsell here.
We have to be like okay with some uncertainty there and know that maybe we can find even better answers through uncertainty. I think that's how it kind of played out, I thought, last April, really.
Uncertainty? They're going to go into a year where it's uncertainty, maybe?
Well, you have a lot of guys coming off injuries. Yeah, that's Jimmy Nelson. I'd have to hear the rest of the conversation and what the context was. You know, you have Jeffress not 100%. Knievel's not 100%. That's uncertainty.
Yeah, but do you want to go into season that way?
Yeah, but you don't want to have three guys from your pitching staff hurt.
Right. So that leads into the question is that then everybody say, well, why don't we go get somebody? What's the cat name? The Kimbrel cat still sitting out there.
Then we're going to stink. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. He's just trying to put a spin on it. That's all.
What's the spin?
The spin is it's going to be uncertain. We don't know how we're going to fix this. We don't know how we're going to overcome these injuries.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this a call to David Stearns, go get me Kimbrel?
No. No, because in baseball, you don't have to have that kind of message. They want Craig Kimbrel. I guarantee it. And Craig Counsell has already told David Stearns, get me Kimbrel. He doesn't have to say anything through the media. There's no tricks there. The fact of the matter is the uncertainty comes from the fact that they have more injuries than I think they were hoping for.
So then mm-hmm. That's a fact. We do know
that's
that. Yeah, no doubt about it. I understand it's a fact. But to me, that fact is, if I am the skipper of, I don't want to go into it the first game of the year or the season starts with uncertainty. I mean, I got to figure my team out. I got to figure my squad out, what I got. I went through spring training for all of this.
Yeah, but, you know, baseball spring training is not football training camp.
What is it?
It's different. You try to figure out what the puzzle is.
Right. And the puzzle is I got guys hurt and I need players.
It's a work in progress. And what happens on March 28th, which, by the way, is absurd that you're opening a season on March 28th.
Yeah.
But if you're going to open a season March 28th, like, remember, I have a rule. I don't look at the standings until May 1st.
All right, great. I'm glad you said that because it leads me to another thing. That's why our Brewer fans are freaking out, which is great. Their first 20 games, baby Tosh, is against two.
They play 10 against the St. Louis Cardinals. They play the Chicago Cubs. They get seven against
twice,
the Dodgers
right?
as well. Yep.
So
yep.
That is right now. That is the angst. Now, I'm just I'm just giving you what the people are saying. Angst. This is the angst right now of Brewer Nation that their first 25 games of the year are not throwaway games.
Nope.
So that's angst. And then you're going to come on and tell me there's uncertainty.
Yeah, there is because of these guys being hurt. This is not a perfect team by any stretch. It wasn't a perfect team last year and still not a perfect team. They're not the 1998 Yankees. They are a work in progress. And yes, Craig Kimbrel is out there. I saw the picture. I saw what you guys tweeted. You're right. I saw it.
What'd you see?
Oh, he tweeted a picture of Craig Kimbrel and said, Seth Everett's going to tell us what's next. And I said, what's next? I'm next.
Well, right. They should be putting a picture of you. I try to tell our interns that. But intern Joel is having a bad day, man. He called one of my listeners the wrong name.
He looks sweaty today, too.
And he looks tired. He's been up, and his car been breaking down on him. And you know. But
yes,
the good thing, he's on the big show, and we're going to help him through it because we're family. We do
I hope there's optimism. This is the one market. Of all the markets I do, this is the one market where literally – I don't care about any of the ills that are befallen on baseball. I don't care about the union fight that they're going to have. I'm not, you know, there's a great article in The Athletic about, like, what to expect in 2019. Here's what I expect. I expect the Milwaukee Brewers to be a compelling story throughout. And I've circled probably at least two games. I'm telling you this right now. I've circled at least two games a week that I have designated time on my calendar to make sure I see the Brewer games. Because I want to see how this story develops. I want to see how this rotation evolves. Yes, Craig Kimbrel would be great. But first of all, if Craig Kimbrel signs, he's not pitching until like the 25th of April anyway.
That's
late.
A good point.
It's too late. It's not like he's going to be ready Thursday. I just think that, you know, when you talk about a football season, you talk about one game, it's 1/16. You have 20 games to be 1/16. So this is a work in progress. And, you know, I'm not happy about the Knebel stuff. I'm not. That was very alarming.
Right.
And Jeffress has not been right. We've talked about that last year, especially in the playoffs. And Jimmy Nelson, as much as they are encouraged by everything Jimmy Nelson's doing, I'm not even considering him until Memorial Day.
Okay, so you got to find a setup guy. You got to find a – trying to fill these holes in. What's his name? Williams?
It's not random. It's hope that the guys that you have can do the job. And as much as this is going to be a bullpen-heavy team, they'd love a starter to give them six.
Well, yeah.
You know, and it's not six stressful innings. You know the difference. There's a great metric that they're talking about, because that's what we need, more statistics. There's a great metric about taking a guy's innings and quantifying an inning as a stressful inning or a carefree inning. Because a stressful inning should probably count as two. You know, because the workload, whether you come in with guys on base and all those other things. Did you taking food out of my kid's mouth?
Oh, wow. Jeez, no, I didn't see that.
Well, finally, somebody voices the displeasure with it. Because they're Seth, I don't know, you talk to a lot more national baseball guys than I do and guys that have been covering this league for a really long time. It just doesn't seem like anybody's really that in favor of it.
I just don't think it's I don't think it's what's needed. Like, outlaw the shift. You want to do something fun? Outlaw the shift. Try that in the minor leagues. Outlaw the shift and see how many more hits you get. Remember, last year, 2018, baseball had 11,000 less balls hit and played than 2008. I say if you outlaw the shift, you will increase that number, not by 11,000, but you'll increase that number by 6,000.
Now
get me 6,000 and then have guys start to become contact hitters and spray hitters, you know, kind of like the Wade Boggs. I'm just thinking, you know, the Ichiro Suzukis. And try to have more of that and less of Aaron Judge. Because I live in New Jersey, so I can legally bet. You know, I can go.
I'm
on my
so
phone
jealous of you.
And legally bet.
I do
and
need
I
to give you my phone number.
If you guys want to do it, we can. But the one thing that I would say is over under on Judge / Stanton strikeouts, and the over under is 400. I'll take the over.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, every day and twice on Sundays. That's easy money.
I'll take the over. I'm doing it.
Seth, I'm excited that we now are going to be the texting buddies. I never thought that I would ask somebody for their phone number on the air, but I am going to try to get Anthony to slide you my phone number after the break. So if you can hold on here.
Yeah, just text it to me or tweet it. I don't think you follow me on Twitter, by the way.
Whoa. Okay, well, let's change
everybody
that up.
Everybody on the big show follows me on Twitter, except for Bill.
Well,
let's
smart.
Change that up. I've also gotten called out for people at
Rami still follows me on Twitter.
Hey, Seth, I want to ask you, Rami, about Alex Wilson. Anything going on, Alex Wilson? Did you not?
When I said Rami, somebody in the background said, who?
Yeah. Oh, he gets a little jealous. He gets a little jealous because people bring Rami. Rami's feelings hurt. Yeah, Alex Wilson, anything going on there? I mean, I'm sure they're looking for just arms at this point to fill in.
Yeah, I mean, look, he had a decent spring, and they're going to hope that in their situation that they're going to be able to, you know, use guys that are game ready. You know, that's the one thing. He comes in, they added him. You know, one of the things that he did was he was a guy in, when he was with Detroit. He was a guy that, you know, was one of those guys you could pitch him every day. You know, he would give you four or five batters. They're just looking for arms right now. Right. I think that's the thing. Here's the number that at least bugged me, and this is not about Craig Kimbrell, but it kind of is. Gio Gonzalez signed a one-year, $4 million minor league deal.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, that's disappointing, you know, because I thought he could fit in nicely. I thought that would be a guy that I would love to slot into my rotation. And if he's going to eventually become a bullpen guy, that's okay, because Gio Gonzalez's best days are behind him, but that's the guy, that's the stopgap until Jimmy Nelson's healthy.
And it's crazy to think when he comes out and says that the Yankees were the only team to offer me a contract. That blew my mind when Gio Gonzalez came out with that.
And that's where the union like flips out about stuff like that. Like, I could come up with 15, and this is not to pick on David Stearns here, because there's about 15 teams that are like, how did you not sign Gio Gonzalez? I don't understand that. And I don't understand that on Adam Jones, who said that there were only two offers.
Right. Now for $3 million.
And it continues to change, and it continues to cycle. And we're just tipping the iceberg with how this union and the MLB's diciness, I guess you could say, on player acquisitions and signings is going to go, Seth. I know that it's going to just continually develop here in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, next couple of years until that CBA is up.
Well, you know, that's why the union has tried to start talks this year. You know, they're trying to start talks very early because they know they're diametrically opposed. And you football guys will love this part.
Give to us.
The fear that I've heard, and this is, I talk to a lot of union guys. It's very funny. Since I left the league in 08, I have become such a union person. I talk to those guys in the union all the time. And the one thing I think, and it's the reason why Mike Trout signed and Nolan Arenado signed and all of these long-term extensions that have come down, is I think that they're going to challenge guaranteed money.
Mm. Woo!
And it can that just only
that
helps
everything.
Only helps the Brewers' chances of
Mookie
signing
Betts
Christian Yelich early.
That's why I do think Christian Yelich will sign. I don't think it has to be by opening day, but it's why I think Christian Yelich will sign a long term extension, and he'll be a Brewer for life because of the uncertainty of the system. And what the interesting one is DeGrom. Because Jacob DeGrom has been looking for a contract, and he's under control for two more years. And two more years is not three more years. Three more years is going to be a new collective bargaining agreement.
That's Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, here on the Wendy's Big Show, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth, appreciate it, man. And I've just shot you the follow on Twitter.
Oh, look at that.
Now, I apologize for Gary attacking you.
Yeah,
I apologize for Gary attacking you at the beginning. We apologize.
He didn't attack me.
Yeah, he did. He got this Izzo thing going on. Now he's just doing it on everybody. I don't understand.
Gary's my boy.
He didn't see you hustling back on defense, Seth. That's why he got in your face. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week on Monday.
Thanks a lot, Seth.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? No further. Call Great Midwest Bank today.
Bad,
right. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.